Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to The Drive on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Tune in on game day to hear him 3 hours before kickoff and immediately following the final whistle. Here's the new pregame and postgame host for the Chiefs Radio Network.
Kansas City wins the game!
Joshua Briscoe.
I want to read a tweet to you guys. I also want to read a text to you guys before we're joined by Joshua Briscoe. Jim Harbaugh confirms that Khalil Mack is going to go on the injured reserve list due to an elbow injury. It doesn't sound like it is going to be a season-ending injury. It just sounds like he is going to be on the shelf for a little bit. So Khalil Mack is, at a minimum, going to miss the next month of action for the Chargers. He has been a very productive player. He's maybe not the guy that he was back in the Bears days or the Raiders days, but he's still one of the better pass rushers in the National Football League. So we were talking about Patrick Mahomes, who I think you can make the argument had maybe the best 20s of any player in the history of the National Football League. Now the question is, can he do it into his 30s? Brady continued to do it into his 30s and his 40s, and that's why Brady is largely considered the greatest quarterback of all time. Someone text in, C-Dot, I believe you're correct. When it comes to resume and accomplishments, Tom is likely always going to be number one. That's fine. I'll concede that. But what I'll contend with that is with Patrick, along with his accomplishments plus his skill sets, he's already past Tom's, and I feel like that's subjective. That's the part that I will never disagree with when it comes to anybody. I can't disagree with you if you think that Adele is the greatest singer that you've ever heard. It's your subjective opinion. I can't agree with you if you or disagree if you think that LeBron James is the greatest basketball player that you have ever seen. If you've come to the conclusion that Mahomes is the greatest quarterback you've ever seen, that is a very, very fair stance. I'm simply going off what I think the consensus is going to be and how people are going to feel. And outside of Kansas City, I don't think anybody has Patrick number one on their list. Now, I think he is in most people's top five. At this point, I honestly think you can make an argument that he is number two. I don't think you can make an argument that he's lower behind number three. If you're going to argue that he's still behind Joe Montana, that's fine. But I would say in some order, it's Patrick Mahomes, Joe Montana, Patrick Mahomes, and that's the list. And we have now entered the second half of Patrick Mahomes' career, and it can now be definitive he is ahead of Joe Montana. But that's it now at this point. I call it the YouTube test. 15 years from now, when you show your kid Steph Curry, your kid's going to be able to instantly get it. If you tell your kid 15 years from now, hey, Mahomes is the best quarterback that I've ever seen, let me pull up a 15-second highlight montage, I don't think your kid is going to be confused on why you feel that way. Like, it is going to jump off the screen in a very different way than Tom Brady is. Tom's going to be one of those players you just had to be there for. And we usually judge the greatness of quarterbacks by, it's 2 minutes left in the game, down four, you got to take your team down the field. As great as Pat has been, there has been no quarterback in the history of the NFL in those situations than number 12 was for the New England Patriots. Let's head to the phone lines right now to get Briscoe's thoughts on this as we are celebrating the 30th birthday of Patrick Mahomes. He's going to join us coming up in about an hour or so. Briscoe, how you doing today, my man?
good. I turned 30 about 9 months ago, so my back has just kind of hurt for most of these last 9 months. So I feel pretty qualified to talk about this next stage in Mahomes' career. A lot of lower back pain for no particular reason, in my experience, as a slightly worse athlete than Patrick Mahomes.
So let's get to this. I always like hearing people's story or recollection of this. The moment when I realized that Pat was special was the touchdown pass against Chris Conley in the San Francisco game.
This is mine.
Or I think you could argue the very next week on Monday Night Football when he makes the left-handed throw against the Broncos. Like, the Chiefs were not playing well. They were down Sammy Watkins. All of these things were happening, and Pat basically said, we're not going to lose the game. So it's interesting that your point is kind of the same of mine is when you realize, now, I didn't know we were going to be talking about 7 years later he'd already be considered one of the three greatest quarterbacks of all time. But I think you knew pretty early on, like in the first four or five starts for Mahomes, you were watching something truly special.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, and I think you could actually make a very intellectually honest for week two of that season against the Pittsburgh Steelers, where you have a guy who comes out and throws six touchdowns in his, I guess, third career start, but the second game of that season, and that was like, that was amazing, and that was we have the guy, but the guy, like, Josh Simmons is the guy, I think, right now at left tackle. It doesn't mean he's going to be the greatest left tackle of all time. For me, that Niners game is specific, and funnily enough, it's the last Chiefs game I attended in person because I wasn't doing any post-game stuff at that point. And so I remember being in the press box of Chiefs Niners and watching that play, and I remember the sound that Therese Paylor made in the press box as everyone was just kind of looking around like, what are we witnessing here? Like, not only can this dude do it, there is a uniqueness to his game. So yes, that touchdown to Chris Conley for me, if I only get to have one of those highlights that was such a out of body experience, that's the one for me that it just seemed like we had seen the future and it was bright.
I would say that Patrick Mahomes is a lot like Michael Jordan in this context, that Jordan just has so many iconic moments and memories that you kind of associate with his greatness. Whether it's the dunk contest in 88 where he does the free throw line dunk, whether it's the layup against the Los Angeles Lakers, whether it's the shot over Elo, the last shot against the Utah Jazz. Like, these are such iconic sports moments that you remember them. I think Pat, in a very short period of time, he kind of has his own greatest hits that you can point to, like 6 to 8 of those all-time iconic moments in his career.
Yeah, and that's the benefit of playing in all of those big games. And it's also, I mean, the only arguments against Mahomes, and these aren't good arguments, but the only ones that people even can levy against him are the Bucs Super Bowl, where he was really good and nobody else around him was, and the Eagles Super Bowl, where he wasn't very good either, and then the AFC Championship loss to the Bengals. Like, those are the only arguments that anyone has to kind of ding his legacy, and you may notice that they've all come in the Super Bowl or AFC Championship game. Even losing to Brady that first year, I don't really think was a knock on him. It was his first season leading a football team. So all of that, I think, is such a, I think it's a very good note. I think it's all intertwined together. And kind of going back to what you were talking about at the beginning of the segment, it to me is what has made it so easy to put Patrick Mahomes on a level above Aaron Rodgers, who for a long time, you know, in that whole conversation you were just having, Tom Brady, to your point, was the, like, you know, you never count out a touchdown, Tom. You got 2 minutes. Your team's up six, but your defense is on the field. A minute and 55 seconds, and Tom Brady's at the 20. You go, okay, well, I'm afraid I know how this ends, even though it shouldn't end that way. Like, he was the Terminator just catching up to you. Aaron Rodgers had the most amazing highlights of my, like, childhood of football watching, where you go, oh man, this guy's gonna go on and he's gonna win 3, 4, 5 rings. If he can do that, this is a guy who is somewhat changing the way football is played, the quarterback position is played. But Rodgers wasn't able to have enough of those moments and not enough winning. I don't want to live in a world where we purely evaluate players based on championships, because it's a team sport. You have 30 guys every week who are deciding if you do or don't win that game, plus the 30 who are in the mix on the other side. So I don't ever want to just do rings talk, but I think that those iconic moments are so important, because that's what a legacy is built out of. How did he make you feel when you watched him play? Where, what stages were these moments being had on? And for Mahomes, he's just lived on the biggest stages in the sport.
Right now, we're talking to Joshua Briscoe. He is the pre- and post-game host for the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network. right now we're talking about Patrick Mahomes. We'll get to the Chiefs being 0-2 in just a bit, but I kind of just want to take a trip down memory lane, at least when talking about Patrick Mahomes. He's one of the very few athletes that I don't think has that many yeah buts. Like, for example, Kevin Durant is an incredible basketball player, one of the best basketball players that we've ever seen. Like, he has a pretty big yeah but. Well, you joined a team that won 71 games. Like, it doesn't count. You know what I mean? Like, Pat's career, he's never really kind of faced that. And if you were telling me your yeah but, well, you guys lost in the Super Bowl, that's just not really that big of a deal to me. His team has always been in contention. They've always had a chance to either go to, play for, or win the Super Bowl. And it's been that way from day one as a starter. Like, he is the very unique intersection of obviously tremendous talent, but you just alluded to Aaron Rodgers. Like, Rodgers might be the most talented quarterback we've ever seen. He's only made one Super Bowl, and he has come up really small in a lot of big moments in his career.
Even thinking about the offseason, I think the yeah but that a few people have thrown out there is something that feels very, very funny here today, down 0-2, where he goes, yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But he was drafted by a playoff team that already had Andy Reid and already had Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill. And those things were true. And go ahead and tell me what any of those guys won without Patrick Mahomes. I mean, that to me is a very easy one to kind of just brush away, where Andy Reid was the quintessential great head coach without the final accolade, where Alex Smith was incredibly important for leveling this organization back out when Andy Reid got here. But everything changed with Mahomes. And again, I think it's very funny to consider that the strongest argument against your career is you having one bad game in one of your two Super Bowl losses. Where we all remember, and this is again, this is also kind of just the price of being great. It's the price of being on in those biggest moments. I remember being a kid and rooting my heart out for the New York Giants because I was just sick of the Patriots. I was tired of Tom Brady. I wasn't in a place to appreciate greatness. By that point, I wanted to see somebody else win, and I was glad when they did. You're seeing now, even this week, with people talking about the tush push, people are getting tired of the Eagles, and so that starts getting levied against you. But I think you're right. When you get down to the meat of it, there's no argument against what Patrick Mahomes has accomplished to this point. It is the best stretch of football in your 20s that any quarterback has ever had, and it's on a trajectory like we've never seen. Will his 30s be as productive as his 20s? Remains to be seen. But to this point, yeah, it is truly, truly inarguable.
Well, let's move to the tush push because I'm curious to get your thoughts. Right now, we're talking to Joshua Briscoe. All summer, I was pro tush push. If I was an owner, I would have voted for it. I thought that most of the arguments kind of stem from the fact that Philadelphia was better at it than everybody else. And, we can't stop it, so we might as well outlaw the play. I think this was the first week that the conversation shifted to, well, they do some things that are illegal and this play just is not officiated properly. I'm sure by now you've seen the overhead view of it. The Eagles are not lined up correctly. We saw multiple false starts happen during the play. I am all for Philadelphia running a unique version of a quarterback sneak, but it still has to follow all of the other rules, and this play just doesn't follow that.
Right. And there were a couple of quieter moments last year where I remember people kind of taking a closer look at how they were getting aligned. Nothing quite as egregious as I remember the jumps from the guards that we saw in at least two instances on Sunday. But I think it's hilarious, or at least it's funny and interesting how it comes together where, yeah, that was a thing that was happening a little bit last year, but they hadn't won a Super Bowl with it, right? Like not, and that was not the reason they won the Super Bowl. Let me be extraordinarily clear there. I don't buy the like Adam Schefter thing of this game was won in March. No, it wasn't. This game was won on Sunday by the Eagles, and that's understandable. But I think you are now at a point where the NFL, if they, you have two options here, and I think either way functionally ends the tush push as what we know it to be, where you either start enforcing the rules correctly, which doesn't seem like that high of a standard to hold the referees to, but they've said it's very hard. So I would say either enforce the rules and enforce the alignment, and maybe that ends up making the Eagles not so good at it, and they have to go to a more standard quarterback sneak that's not as effective, which, like Jason Kelsey said, they could run good quarterback sneaks. I'm sure they could. They have all of the structure for that to still be better at that than any other team in football. But if you do have a false start, if you do have an alignment penalty, now all of a sudden that automatic third and one is now third and six. Or that fourth down conversion is turning into a punt or a field goal further away from the conversion. So I really do think that makes a lot of sense. The NFL's other argument, I think, this offseason is going to be, hey, we tried it again, and our refs just couldn't referee this play. There are too many bodies in too tight of a spot. You can't see all the alignments. We just can't have this play in the league because the referees don't know how to officiate or can't officiate it that way in real time. I think either way, those are good arguments, though. You cannot have a play that is so spammable be something that could reasonably have a penalty called almost every single time. You can't have that be within the sport. So if they still dominate short yardage and they still dominate short yardage quarterback sneaks, that's fine. That's not even about the pushing of Jalen Hurts. It's just being lined up as the rules dictate, which would give the defense an actual fighting chance in this play that's almost, not quite, but almost unstoppable over these last few years.
I think that most people are at the same place that I'm at. I'm obviously not happy with the way that the Chiefs have played through the first 2 weeks of the season, but you lost to a playoff team from last year that has a good coach and a good quarterback. You also lost to a team that has won 18 of their last 19 games. There's only so mad I can be, especially when you are not operating at full capacity. It's one thing to lose to those teams. It's another thing to lose to the New York Giants that we haven't really gone very deep into the 0-2 stats. I'm not really sure how much they apply to the Kansas City Chiefs. We will dive very deep into these stats if they lose on Sunday Night Football to the New York Giants. Being 0-2 and 0-3 are two drastically different things. And yes, there will be an optimism about them with championship DNA. And yes, they're getting Rashee Rice back and all of those things. But there's just not a lot of gimmies on the Chiefs' schedule. And on the road against the Giants this season is as close to those that Kansas City has this season.
Yeah, it. I don't ever remember thinking like, oh no, this is a must-win game in week three. But I think it essentially is. And kind of through that scope, if this was the Ravens game in week three and they have the Giants in week four, if you just flip those, I'd tell you, no, there's a real chance the Chiefs start 0-3 and I would not be out on the season because I'm paying attention to who they lost to. And I think there are a lot of gaps in the armor at this point. There are a lot of things offensively that feel a little stale that I do think you can be reasonably worried about, and I remain a little bit worried about the defensive pass rush, the four-man rush in particular. I do still think that's going to be a problem throughout the season. But, like you said, you lose to a good team in week one with a terrible defensive performance. You lose to a very good team in week two with a much better defensive performance. I wasn't expecting that. I was not expecting 20 points from the Eagles. I thought what we saw in week one, the miscommunication in the secondary and all of that, I was afraid that would take longer to patch up. And Spags and the rest of that unit did a very good job getting that turned around in 1 week. You cannot go lose this game to Russell Wilson's Giants. You just can't do it. If you lose this game, you're 0-3 looking at the Ravens. And then the Jags game is suddenly like the most must win of your season. And then it's the Lions. And then it's the Raiders. And now we're talking about Rashee Rice going into Commanders and Bills the 2 weeks after. So the back half of the schedule is thin enough, is light enough that I do think they could end up being, frankly, like, under 500. They could be 4-5 past the midseason point, and that's not where you want to be. obviously. But I would not be betting against their playoff spot. I'm not even sure if I'd be betting against their AFC West streak, depending on how the rest of the division's playing by that point. But you cannot lose to the Giants on Sunday night. I know it's dangerous. I know it's weird to call a game in on September 21st, to call it a must-win game against an NFC team on the road in prime time. But they really, really need this one. They can build up from 1-2. Building up from 0-3, even with the promise of Rashee Rice around the corner, just feels so, so steep.
Today is day one that the public can attend 1587. How do you get your steak cooked? What are your favorite steak sides?
Great question. I'm a medium rare guy, I think, for the most part, if I can get it cooked extremely properly. And I don't need it to be bleeding, but I don't mind if it's kind of on that rare side. I don't need it any more cooked than that. So like a medium rare on a steak. I love almost all forms of potatoes, mashed potatoes, twice baked potatoes, even a little scallop potato in there's good stuff. So I'm going pretty starchy and pretty carby. If you want to bring me out a Caesar salad before the steak gets there, I'll feel good about myself. That's probably the ideal. Little Caesar salad pregame warm-up, medium rare steak with the best potato side that they have at the steakhouse, and I'm a happy camper.
That is our guy Joshua Briscoe joining us on the show today. He is the Chiefs pre and post game host. This week I actually will be on the Chiefs pregame show if you want to tune in, getting ready for Sunday night football. Josh, I appreciate you, my man.
Hey, thanks. Are you getting our reservation for 1587, or was I supposed to do that?
You got it.
Okay, all right, I'll make some calls.
Absolutely.
Ask Pat! Ask Pat in an hour!
I asked him last week. He laughed at me. That is Joshua Briscoe joining us on the show. I mean, I'd love to go to 1587. Rob, you and I were not invited.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.